Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you as ever to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of March at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Google Ireland, and we'll be chatting to the boss of Repac as well, and all the markets as usual. You can email business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The FT reports that the threat of new natural gas crisis sent prices soaring by almost 50% on Monday after Qatar was forced to halt production following attacks from Iran. Concerns over the escalating situation also prompted a global sell-off in the markets. The unprecedented move by Qatar Energy, the world's largest liquefied natural gas company, alarmed traders in Europe and Asia and poses the first concrete threat to the global economy from the widening conflict in the Middle East. The shutdown, which followed Iran targeting Qatar's facilities with drone strikes, means the loss of almost 20% of global LNG supplies at a time when the market is still recovering from the Russia-inflicted energy crisis in 2022. The European gas benchmark TTF surged nearly 50% to €47.80 per megawatt hour, the largest daily move in more than 4 years. And we'll have more on this later in the programme. CBS News reports that a federal appeals court has declined to delay implementation of the US Supreme Court ruling that invalidated most of President Trump's tariffs, allowing the next steps in processing of tariff refunds to begin swiftly. The decision from the US Court of Appeals clears the way for the lower court to begin the process of crafting relief for the small businesses that successfully challenged Mr. Trump's global tariffs. The Trump administration had said it would issue refunds if the duties targeting nearly every U.S. trading partner around the world were ultimately found unlawful by the Supreme Court. And Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that motorists will be given reasons for higher premiums and guidance on how to lower their costs. The new Motor Insurance Transparency Code will see a premium summary statement provided by insurers at quotation and renewal, setting out last year's premium, the new premium, the price difference and key factors influencing pricing, along with an overview of their personal risk factors and market trends. Consumers will also be given a clear guidance on how they can reduce their high risk profile and potentially lower their costs. The Alliance for Insurance Reform welcomed the government's publication, but said with premiums still rising, transparency must drive accountability and competition. Insurance Ireland said insurers were fully committed to ensuring the code delivers real and practical benefits for consumers.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.